Do. Three tips to supercharge your your way to native speaker success. Hi, James from Ingvid. Once again, he's dressing up. When he dresses up, it means I have to do some kind of special lesson on learning or some kind of tips thing. And I get it, and I kind of agree with him. What I want to do to you, oh, by the way, hi, James from Ingvid. What I want to do today is to help supercharge or help you learn faster or and learn English in a more efficient and effective manner. Why, you might ask? Well, because what happens is a lot of people actually stop language learning. I myself am trying to learn a language. And when you do small pieces here or there, unless you're immersed in the language, as in you live in the country, you're using it every day, and you're studying it every day for many hours, it takes a long time to learn a language. And for that reason, there's a huge failure rate for learning a language. It's just difficult. So unless you're born when you're a child and you have the two languages in the home, it takes a long time and most of us won't do it. In fact, I live in Canada, and in Canada, almost every student goes to learn the French language. That, you know, outside of Quebec, which is a French province. And most of us can't speak French that well. And some will argue whether they can, but unless they did immersion, we don't. And I say that compared to how many years we spend in school learning French every day for at least 1 hour, for at least 9 years. And the amount of French people say is like, comment ça va, le chat noir. That's, oh, and fromage. That's about basically, you know, maybe a bit more, I'm exaggerating, but for that much time, you'd think we'd all be fluent, but we're not. So in that in mind, what my idea here is, what can we do, and this is why you should take this lesson and make sure you keep peaked, stay on this lesson, what can we do to help you supercharge it, which means to put a lot of work in so you can get a lot of results that you will keep studying. So we know what we're going to do. We know why we're going to do it, okay? Now, how am I going to do it? Well, what I'm going to do is tweak, and tweak means to play with. There are habits you have right now that are very good habits, so we don't want to get rid of those habits. We want to just play with them a little bit to make them a little better so that you can find that you learn quickly. Okay? When and where are you going to use these? I have done this lesson so that you will be practicing English 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, longer than you think. And when I explain how and why, you'll see why. Because the results for the period of time you're going to work will probably, it could do anything from increase it by 25% to 50%, and for some of you, 100%, that you'll be more enthused to work harder, become more of a native speaker or get to native speaker status. And it's possible, I'm not going to say you're going to be native, but get to that level of fluency so that you'll be proud and you can continue. And it's not in continue, you can use it so well that you can get to that higher level, right? Watching TV programs, watching movies. So instead of me talking about what we're going to do, why don't we go to the board and do it? Okay? So I've got three circles now. Venn diagrams are intersecting circles. Intersecting means the circles touch each other and cut each other. You'll see this very small little black space I put there. That's there for a reason. How many people will get to this place? You can see how big the circles are. Very few. Now, these are different techniques, but what I was trying to say is, when I look at what people do and how many people study English for business or for pleasure or vacation, the ones who actually become fluent in it and, you know, can use it as well as I can is a small circle. Now, I'm going to say that these three things will help get you to that point, okay? Some of you other guys will get out here and you'll stop, but you won't hit that sweet spot for native speaker status, so to speak. All right, so what are the three? Well, let's take a look at them. I've got correct versus right. I have 10 times and Kaizen, and I have SAS. And what I'm going to start with is SAS because in England, they have something called the Special Air Service. This is a military branch that is a special focus in the military. They work harder than anybody else. They're some of the world's best soldiers. And they have a lot of expertise over small little categories. So my SAS is similar, but it is strong and soft. And you might be saying, strong what? Well, I want a strong focus and a soft focus. Let's talk about what I mean by soft focus first. I want you to play music or television in the background around your house. all day. Remember I said 24 hours? Put it on in the morning, play it in the afternoon while you're washing dishes. So in this case, in soft focus, it's you're not paying attention to it. You're just doing your thing. Some of you say, well, I listen to English music and that now. And I'm like, no, I want it all day. Put the TV on in the background, put on an English station, put on YouTube videos. It's the 21st century. You can do it. And you can do this all day, every day, and hear something different. Part of this is to get your brain accustomed to listening to English. You won't understand everything, and you're not supposed to. I'm going to help you with this and what I mean by this. What's going to be the next part? Pattern recognition. You heard it three times, and then you realize he's going to repeat it. By hearing this English going on in the background over and over again, certain things will start to become yours. You'll start to be able to grab them and notice them. I'm currently studying German. This is Deutsch language. Ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch. Nur ein bisschen. Nicht so gut. So for those of you who speak German, you're laughing going, yes, nicht so gut. It's true. Das ist true. And those of you who don't, I just said I speak some German, but not so good. But I play German like, I love Rammstein. Don't laugh at me. I know, 90s band. And they're like, they've got, I'm trying to think of lyrics from that band. But I play it in the background if I'm working out or something. And it gets in my head, du Haus, mit dir. And it's like, I get it. You hate, or you have. And it kind of sticks in my head. And then when I'm studying German, it's easier for me to recognize when they're speaking. Because I have it in the, I was going to say, the ambience or ambiance. I have it surrounding me so I can pick it up easier. So that's why we want to have it playing in the background. You're not going to get everything. You're not supposed to, but you'll pick up patterns of things. And then when explained to you, you go, oh, I've heard this before. Many of you know our bad words, all our F word and our S word. You don't know. You watch the movie, you hear them, you see them get angry faces at you. Oh, that's a bad word. And when someone says it to you, you go, hey, you don't say that to me, huh? I know what that word is. Maybe you don't know the true meaning, but you know the intent behind it. And that's what happens when we play music in the background. You want to be able to make it part of your natural everyday. So your brain gets accustomed to it and can start taking out patterns. Next, here's where we start going from a little bit soft to a little bit stronger. I want you to pick a podcast or a video, like a YouTube video, to concentrate on. This is a little different because you're actually going to listen to it. So it's not you cleaning your house and doing stuff and the music's going on. This is you sitting down and listening to it. Just listening to it, trying to see how much you get. Try not to use subtitles or translators. Try and see how much you can actually grasp from it. Because now you've taken this soft focus and you're beginning to sharpen it, looking for things that you already know and what you can pick out of it, and then deriving meaning from that. Will it be perfect? Of course not. After you're done, then I want you to go check out a transcript, you know, the words written for it, or check out subtitles to see what it is, but see what you can get without being told. Force your brain to work. Your brain is an amazing machine. It just needs some direction. So first we get it used to seeing patterns so you can start picking out the words. Then we start getting the brain to focus a little bit. Okay? Next, pick a program to listen to and make notes from it. You go, well, that's like the first one. I'm like, no, it's not. Because this one here where you're listening to it, you can say, well, I think I understood it. I got it. When it's on paper, it's right or it's wrong. I used to teach a listening class where I'd make students write out whatever. I'd play it 10 times, some part of a video clip. And they had to make sure they wrote it down on paper. Because when I didn't do that, half of them would say, yeah, teacher, I understood, I know. But when I would check the paper, it would be wrong. Or they'd get 50% right. But in their head, they got it correct because they got some of it. That focus will get your mind, because it's concrete and you know it's there, it will get you to get that extra layer of focus, that little boom, because you need it. You need that, what we call a kick in the pants, boom, to make you focus on it, okay? So we're getting stronger and stronger from, we've gone from just a light like sunlight to light in your house to like a laser. And finally, I want you to explain to someone else. Now, when you know this isn't your language, and you have to explain something to someone, and you explain it poorly, you look stupid. So you know you're going to take the time when you're doing those notes, you're going to go over it. Maybe you'll go over it twice and you'll check to get sure, to make sure you get the correct understanding, because you need to explain it or teach it to someone else. And that's how we go from soft and we go to strong, getting our minds to focus on the topic at hand. And this doesn't even have to be for English. This can be for anything you're studying. If it's math, you know, looking at numbers around you, how things add up, from making recipes or whatnot, then getting a little bit more focused by making a cake or something, right? Because you make a mistake and you have to eat it, it sucks. It's worse than not speaking well, okay? So this can be used for anything. Take a soft focus, get a general idea of something, and then get to something specific. And your final test is explain it to someone else so that they can repeat what you do. If someone can repeat what you do, you've done a good job. And if they're confused, it's not their confusion. It's your lack of understanding or preparation, right? Anyway, that's my first technique for you to get better to native level, native speaker status. What's the next one? This is correct versus right. And it's arbitrary because if it's correct, it's right. I am taking this term and making it my own. What I talk about is correct. A lot of people think if they've got a good test score, you know, on an IELTS or something, or they've done a quiz, even the INGVID quizzes, they're like, look, I got 10 out of 10. Look, I got all these correct. They're so impressed by that that they stop. It's like someone who goes to study karate and gets a black belt and then they stop studying. Yeah, you got to a level, you passed a test, but it doesn't mean you understand it. And true power lies in understanding and being able to utilize something. If you can't utilize it, it's no good. So when I say an attitude shift, what I need you to do is go from stop looking at the tests that people give you. Who cares if you do a BUSU test or you do the INGVID test or you do the IELTS test or the CELPIP test and you get a high mark? Can you use it? And I'm going to give you a great example right now. A long time ago, they had to revamp the IELTS test. I mean, what do you mean revamp? They had to redo it because there was a group of people who were able to study all of the rules and they would ace these tests, getting like what you would call the 90% or what have you. But when they spoke horribly. You see, they learned the rules and they got all the correct stuff, but they actually didn't know how to use the language. So they had to revamp it to put on a conversation section for it because they were tired of people coming out going, hey, they got a great IELTS score, and then saying, okay, explain this to Johnny. And they go, oh, my English is not good. It's like, but it says 90. Yeah. Change your mindset. Yes, the test is important. I'm not saying don't do them. That's your duty for society. You got to do that so other people have an idea where you are. But for yourself, you should strive for understanding. Okay? So, how are we going to do that? Well, it requires an attitude shift of, I want to get the grades, but that's secondary for me. The best example would be, would you want a doctor who gets 90% on his tests and he's okay, or the doctor who got 70 but knows how your heart works? I'm going with the 70% guy to save my life, and the 90% guy, love his Harvard certificate, don't touch me. It's that simple, right? The best of both worlds, of course, if you get both, and that's what I want. But if you get understanding, you'll probably get the other one anyway. So I want to ask you, and this is the attitude shift. You got to do a real test, a real calculation of how much of your English do you use now? Are you using your full capacity? When you use your own language, do you only use 50% of it or 25% because you cannot use the rest? And that's different. My vocabulary in English is pretty damn good. I don't use all of it because it's not necessary in most situations, but I can use it and I do use it. I've had students who couldn't use certain tenses, like the future perfect. They knew what it, but they knew what it was, but they couldn't use it. So it was basically useless to know. So how much of it do you use now? Take a real calculation. Are you using the same words all the time because you're unsure of the other ones? Or the same grammar structures? You gotta, if you don't measure it, you don't know how well you're actually doing. So let's work on that. The second is, think about the last time you used your skills. Was it yesterday, 2 months ago, 3 months ago? Why? Why is it you use it, and when do you use it? You've got to gauge that, because maybe you need more of those interactions if you can do it. If it's not very often, it's no wonder you're not getting better, because you're not using it, it's going to go away. All right? So we want to get more understanding, and you're going to get that through application or using it. And here's something that most people don't do, and I'm going to give it to you. Do you keep a journal of your mistakes? Everybody remembers what they got on their out score, their cell pip, or what have you. I'll ask them how many mistakes they made last week. How did they fix them? What was the solution they came up with? It's like, what are you talking about? We get better not through our successes, but overcoming our mistakes or our failures or flaws. Because you might be a basketball player because you happen to be, I don't know, 2.3 meters tall. I'm sorry, I'm in North America, so we'd say 6'8". You've got that natural advantage. But when you're 5'3" and you play basketball in the NBA, people step back and go, you have some serious skills because you don't have the natural ability, so you had to work for it. When you keep a journal of your mistakes, it's not to say, oh, I'm a bad boy or a bad girl, I couldn't do it. It's more that you become aware, and this is where that understanding comes from, what your weaknesses are, and you try and find solutions for them. And in finding those solutions, you will improve. So you don't have to learn lots more English. You just improve that what you have. And once you improve what you have, you're going to find that you're going to use it more often. Because there's a lot of English that you keep in your back pocket that you can't use. And once you can take it out and dust it off, suddenly you've improved 20, 30%. And it's like, but I didn't go to school and learn more. But I'm saying, no, but you can use what you've got. And that's amazing. That's the purpose. So now we've talked about going from soft and strong, how we're going to change our focus when we're actually studying. And we're saying, let's take what we have and let's work on it. But we're also saying, let's fix what we have, right? And we're going to become more aware where our weaknesses are. Because when I say, you know, when was the last time you used it? Are there places you don't use it because you don't feel comfortable? And other places you feel more comfortable? Become more aware of those things and you'll have more of an understanding of your level of English and where you want to improve. So finally, how are we going to put this together? I gave you a sort of an idea here, and we looked at a corrective pattern here, how we can correct something. So the final step we want to do is 10X and Kaizen. So no, I'm not into those self-help gurus, because I know there's one guy who says it, in case some of you guys goes, oh, he's going to teach us about this and that. I don't even know the guy's name, or I can't remember it, okay? When I say 10X, I'm just thinking you want to get 10 times your result. And it comes from an old saying that I knew when I was a little kid, and many of you have it in your own language. In life, you want to shoot for the stars. You may not get there, but at least you'll hit the moon, which is way better than where you are now. So if we want to move forward, sometimes we have to overshoot or go further than we want to go in order to get to a place that we really want to go to. Because if you aim low, you get low, right? So I've put this with something called Kaizen. And Kaizen was a concept introduced in World War II, actually prior to World War II. It started in the United States of America, where they had to get ready for World War II. So what they did was they started to make little changes in their manufacturing in order to improve. And over time, not immediately, those changes became huge, so they were able to get ready for a war. They then went over to Japan, and this is the Japanese for it, and brought it to the Japanese people who adopted it. They took it on and they learned it very, very well. And they were able to change their economy from a destroyed country to within 40 years becoming like the second largest economy in the world. Very powerful. And they had no new resources. But it was this continuous improvement. And that's what I've been talking about here. Looking at those mistakes, fixing them for that continuous improvement, changing your focus for a continuous improvement. And we're going to go through here my 10X and Kaizen for improvement. Now, what I'm talking about here, I should have said, my SAS is based on immersion. Get yourself like swimming in a pool, deeply into the language. But once you're there, you're going to need some tools to get better. And that's what this is. So the first thing we want to look at is, what is your study goal for English? And some of you right now are going, what are you talking about? I'm asking you a question. Do you have it written down how much you should study a day, a week, a month? What do you want to have done? Like, do you say, I want to study 100 hours a month? Well, how does that break down? Well, that's 25 hours per week because there's 4 weeks. How does that go into days? Well, that's 7 days. So we're looking at what, 3.5 hours a day? Whoa, I'm like, yeah. What's your study goal? If you don't have one, I want to speak English in 6 months. It's like, great, how? I've given you the two plays here, right? Soft and strong focus. I've told you about shifting your attitudes, correcting your mistakes, but what's your plan? Nobody gets rich by accident. Well, if you win the lottery and you have to find a ticket that somebody dropped. But my point is, it doesn't happen by accident. Even still, you'd have to be looking for the lottery ticket. There has to be something going on up here. And in this case, it's sort of, what is your goal? Because for some of you, you might realize, I don't have one. And that's why I'm saying, that's why it's taking you five years to learn English. It might take you 20, simply because you haven't said, I want to learn English by 2022 or 2021. And then broken down, well, what are the criteria? What do people say is fluent in English? So once I'm there, it's like, well, how do I get there? I've got 12 months. What is the 12 months? How much do I study? Soon as you get here, you're going to realize what you're in for, and it becomes something serious, not a joke. I had students who would come over for 6 months to learn English, and they say, I want to become fluent, and then I would ask them, and this is part of it, what is your goal, right? It's like, what do you mean by fluent? Conversation with people over dinner? Do you want to be able to do an operation as a doctor? Everybody's idea of fluent is different, and you have to have that goal and then divide it by the time you're there to say, well, I need to be here, here, and here, and then know what your responsibility is. Yes, teachers have to teach you. We have over 200-300, I don't know, we have thousands of videos now. But it's not our responsibility, because many times students are like, oh, you should put together a curriculum and tell us what to do. We don't know who's coming. We've got over 10 million people who come to the website, and they all have different requirements. We'd have to do millions of types of curriculum for everybody. So this way you can come in, find the teacher that you need, and they help you. And this isn't a plug for or an advertisement for Ingvid. What I'm saying is, once you get to different levels, you will find that sometimes you have a lower level in one thing, and if one teacher is better for you, but you're higher in another, and that teacher you should use, and then mix and match as you need, okay? Well, that's, you have to have a goal. And if you don't have that, you can't do that. All right. Next, when I say supercharge it for 3 months and it says make it 2 times, 5 times, or 10 times, I'm saying once you know what your goal is it 30 minutes a day? So you go, okay, I want to do this in 30 minutes a day. I'm going to say to you, hey, for the next 3 months, forget it. Supercharge it, times it. Maybe do an hour a day. Maybe do 5 times that. Do 3.5 times a day. Maybe do 10 times that. Do 5 hours a day or 6 hours a day. And you're like, whoa, I don't have the time for that. I'm like, oh, you don't? You don't? Do you remember what I started with? I started with soft focus. 2 hours a day could be just listening to music. You can do that. You're still cleaning your house. You're still doing other things. But you're getting 2 hours of English because you're immersing yourself in it, like being in the water and swimming. You could spend another half hour making notes. And that's actually only half an hour. Then you could be listening. My videos are long, but you could do a 30-minute video with me and break down this lesson to what I should be doing and how I would teach it to someone else. That's 1 hour right there. Then you've got that. That's 3 hours with the soft listening. So don't tell me you can't do it. Why don't you want to do it? And that's why I came up with, what is your study goal? Because if you don't have one, that's why this seems difficult. But if you're like, I really want to do X, then you're going to find a way to do that. And that's why I said supercharge it for 3 months, not 3 years, not what have you. Because once you get that 3 months in and you just go, boom, over a hill. I did a Pimsleur course. And in 3 months, I was able to go from almost zero Spanish to enough that I could go to Spain and talk to people. I'm not saying we were making rockets, but that was only 3 months. And that was only 30 minutes a day. And I'm not suggesting that for you. I think now I wish I did an hour a day. I'd probably be speaking Spanish really well still to this day. Now it's So do it for the 3 months. And you'll find that you might be after 3 months watching television in English. And now it's not work. It's just something you can do. And that's amazing. Right? Now, here's what we do the Kaizen. Because I talked about building it up, making it 10x, making it hard. The first thing you do is, what are the smallest goals you can make? If it's listening to English, maybe listen to a 2-minute song, right? Or maybe it's, put on the TV for 1 minute in English and listen to it. Have a small goal that you can work at. Something so small that you can't say, well, I can't. You would say anyone could do that, and I would have to agree, right? Make it that small. Then look at what small changes you can make in your day. In the car to work, don't listen to Spanish music if you're in Mexico listening to this video. Listen to English music. It's a small change. It's still music. You may not understand it. Or listen to, well, some of my favorite songs in Spanish now, they sing in English. So it's the same song, but they have the English lyrics, like Bandoleo by Enrique Iglesias. They have the Spanish and the English version. So switch it. Listen to the English version. You know what the words are. And now you can sing it and kind of go, oh, that's what it means in English. It's a small change you can make that will create greater time and a soft focus on English. You can have these small goals. And what I mean by small goals is 3 months is a long time when you're putting 5 hours or 6 hours into it. But if you can have a daily goal to read one page, a weekly goal to have 5 pages, 7 pages read, by the end of the month, you could read a book in English. And you might think, I never thought I could do that. Make the goal small enough that you can do that. Those things will add up. So if you have a goal and then you find little things you could tweak here and there, you keep a mistakes journal, not just an exchange journal. You look and you become aware of where you study, when you don't study, when you use your English or not. You can find places you can start trying to use English, and that will get up more of your time for the strong and soft focus, right? Now we're putting, if you put all this all together, in 3 months, you might come back here and start teaching an INGVID. Sure. Anyway, listen. I'm going to have a quiz, and if you're wondering what kind of a quiz I could have after this, you're going to stay tuned and find out. All right, so we discussed, well, I gave you what I thought were some pretty good tips to supercharge your English in what I think is a short period of time. If 3 months seems like it's too long, then maybe learning language isn't what you should be doing, simply because you took 2, 3, 4 years to learn your very first language. And I'm saying just put 3 months effort in. And if you've already put in 6 months to learn English or 9 months, try it for this 3 months. I promise it will help you get further ahead in your language that you'll want to. And you'll also have the ability to make it fun. There's nothing better than when you learn a skill and you learn it well enough that you can actually enjoy it instead of it just being work to learn. Ask anyone who's learned to play the guitar, playing the scales is not so much fun. But when you're whanging away around a campfire, people are like, yeah, more, then it's worth it. And then you want to practice to see what else you can do instead of dum, 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 dum. And the same with English. If you stay at the lower level, it's never any fun. But as soon as you get to a place where you can speak to people and exchange in your ideas and then flip to another language, oh, it's called magic. So let's continue with the magic, because I want to talk about our adventure section. You are now going on an adventure. You've been studying for a while, and that was work. I'm changing it to be an adventure, because adventures are supposed to be exciting. And this is the part where you will define your own adventure. I want you to look at this, go through it, get a pen and paper. I'm going to wait. Singing in the rain. I'm waiting. Get it. In fact, you should always have a pen and paper when you watch a YouTube video so you can get the most out of it. Because you never know when someone says something that you say, I'll get it in 3 days, and you forget the video. Write it down, right? Okay, so you got your pen and paper. What's the first thing I want you to do? We talked about Kaizen and 10X. We got to get that goal. If you don't have a goal, you don't know what you're doing. You're just spinning your wheels, and that means just to keep moving and moving, but not going anywhere. And let's do Kaizen. I wanted to make it, in, funny enough, a big goal, but simple enough that you think you can do it, because I know you can. Right? I want you to choose to, is what I want. So what is your current study schedule? For some of you, you're like, what? I didn't think there was going to be homework. I'm like, yeah. Be honest. Is it 10 minutes a day? Is it whenever I remember? Be honest. You might surprise yourself here and kind of go, wow, I spend more time playing video games than I think I was serious about learning English. Put it down. Get it in front of your eyes. Next, what will be your 10x goal for the next 3 months? Notice it doesn't say minutes. Here it says minutes. No, here. It says hours. In fact, yeah, let me put this right. This says minutes, because some of you do minutes. You do a minute a day. Now I'm saying, no, how many hours? 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 5, 10. What are you going to do for the next 90 days? What are you going to say no to? You need a new reason to say no. You got a big reason to say yes, because in 90 days, you might be watching movies in English. You might be going to a movie theater. I used to challenge my students, go to, like, study hard enough that you can go to a movie theater in Canada, sit down, watch a movie, and go, I got 80% of that, and walk out. No subtitles. Make that your dream. So in the next 90 days, say how many hours you're going to study. 1, 2, 3. I don't want to hear minutes. And don't tell me I'm busy because I can come over, watch you. You don't want me coming over to your house and watching you. I know. But I mean, you probably have these things that you do that you think are necessary, that if you're serious, you'll go, I can put them off for 90 days. Now, what are three small goals you can do each month? So you want to think, okay, month number one, I want to be able to do X. Month number two, I want to be able to do X. Month number three, something else. Each goal will be a little bit bigger because you'll be a little bit better. But then when you have that monthly goal, break it down into weekly goals, then daily goals, right? It might be at the end of 3 months, I will read a complete English book. And that's possible if you do 15 minutes a day. Heck, if you do 5 minutes a day for three months, you'll read a book. And maybe you haven't done that yet, but I'm saying you could do that. That's your choice. And that would be a 300-page book. But let's keep it simple. Find small goals you can actually do for sure, guarantee no problem. Read a page, read a paragraph, and go from there. Correct versus right. This is our attitude shift. This is nice. How are you going to do that? Let's change your attitude, the way you think. Take a grammar test. Take a test on YouTube. I mean, go to anything. There's many places on YouTube where they have a lot of tests or whatnot. We have them on Ingvid. Take them, do a whole bunch of them, get your number down, leave it on the paper. Now, remember we talked about doing journals, the mistake journal? Keep that beside you. Write it in there. Write down the mistakes you had. Now, I'm not going to say study for that test. And you're like, what? Well, how am I supposed to pass? Hey, you're doing this part up here. You're going to be immersing yourself in so much English that you'll start to see it or actually have questions that you'll research, not looking for the answers on this stupid test you're going to do, but because you have gaps in your knowledge, there are things that are missing. And once you fill those out, you're going to come back at the end of that 3 months, right? For the next 3 months, you're going to keep your mistakes journal and fix them. Okay, but then at the end of that time, you're going to retest yourself at the end of every month, go back to those tests that seem so difficult. And when you're not studying just for a test, but you're actually studying to improve your understanding and use of the language, see how many of those mistakes just get cleared up. And you're like, wow, I didn't even know I knew that. Cool. All right. And finally, for the SAS, right, our strong and short, what podcast or book will you be making notes from for 30 minutes a day? Yeah, you may not start right now, but you might start thinking, well, okay, I like this thing, guy named Joe Rogan, or I like this Hazan guy that's on who does Patriot Act. And I also like, 30 minutes a day. Some of these guys have 27 minutes or whatnot. There are audio books you can listen to. Pick one, get started. 30 minutes a day. And we're starting to get into our soft, right? Middle way, it's 30 minutes, right? Next you have, what will the movies or music you'll pay for 2 hours a day. And there's our soft ones. We've got our strong focus. We've got our soft focus right there, 2.5 hours. Now you know what answer goes up here. But that's not for me to say. That's for you to figure out what you want to do, what you can actually do, and then see if you can actually push that boundary a little bit and do a little bit more. And finally, I got a question for you. When are you going to start? If you actually took the time to figure this out, put a date down tomorrow. Monday, July 1st, and start. Because 3 months from then, you're going to be saying, I wish I had started earlier, and why wasn't I told this before? I promise you. And as I said, this isn't just for English. It's for anything you want to actually be successful at. You work a little bit, and then there are times you have to push really hard to get to that next level. And then you find that you're much more capable, you can do more, and you can get more from the things you actually work on. Now, I've talked a lot, and this isn't easy. So I want to give you something that's going to help you relax, baby. And I'm going to do it with you right now, and it'll be the first time you hear me speak really, really slowly. You ready for that? Some of you are like, yeah, just to hear you go slow. We're going to inhale, and it's not to count for 7 seconds, so you're not going 1,000, 2,000, 3. You're just going to count to 7, so let's do it. And we're going to exhale for 11. And now we're going to inhale again for 7. And exhale for 11. And the last time we're going to do this now. Inhale for 7. And exhale for 11. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This will get you into a relaxed state. It's called the parasympathetic state. And that's when the body is rested, but your mind is much clearer so you can focus. Now that we've done that, you can always come back, do that with me. Why not? But you can do it for yourself. It takes less than a minute, and you can get yourself into a relaxed state so you can do something that you may consider stressful at the beginning, but after a while, you're going to find is something you look forward to. Your homework, I only have one thing for you. Complete the adventure section on the board. Put it in the comments below. So put out your time, how many hours a day. Put your name, but only your first name, please. I don't want people harassing you. But put down your first name and then check back each month to see how many of these things you follow through on. I would not be surprised if at the end of 3 months, you're like, read a book in a month. I read 2. We don't know what we're capable of until we put our minds to it. So don't let anyone else tell you what you can and cannot do. And in that note, I'm going to give you a quick story before I do a quote. Once a long time ago, there were a bunch of frogs and they were having beers in a bar, chilling out, talking. And one of the frogs said, there's a big hill over there. I want to race you because I think I'm going to be the first one that would get there. And there were 6 or 7 frogs sitting around and they all said, yeah, we'll meet you tomorrow. So they went to the bottom of the hill and the first, they all got ready, ribbit, ribbit, you know, frogs, grinui, ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. And they started going up the hill. Well, anyway, some humans came by and they were watching these frogs and these tiny little frogs were going up this big hill and the humans were like, they're never going to make it to the top of that hill. And they sat and watched for fun. And the frogs were working hard, working hard, working hard. And a couple of the bigger frogs, not in shape, they got tired and they waited halfway up. And the big, strong frogs that were strong kept going and kept going. And eventually they kind of gave up. And the humans were saying all the time, we knew you would never make it. We knew you would never do it. But this one frog, tiny little frog, kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going. Kept going all the way to the top. This frog's name was Josh. When he got to the top, he looked around and he won. He was the only one there. And all the other frogs were like, oh, you won. And the humans were like, oh my God, how did that frog, how did he do it? And one of the frogs to the human said, oh, he couldn't hear you when you said he couldn't do it. He's deaf. Moral of the story, you don't know what you can do. Don't let the other people tell you what you can do. Just do it. You might be surprised. And here's my quote to end this class. Every morning you wake up, you have 2 choices. You can either continue to sleep with your dreams, or you can get up and make your dreams come true. Which one are you going to do? If your name and you fill out the action sheet on the comment section, I know which one you want to go for. Anyway, listen, once again, thank you very much for watching the video. You can go to www.ingvid. So that's ing as in English, vid as in video.com. And don't forget to subscribe. If this video did anything for you, made you think a little bit and you thought it was valuable or you want to share it with a friend, put a like. And if you know you want to come back again, subscribe, hit the bell, and that way you can get any of the videos I produce. As soon as they're up, you'll be the first to know. Anyway, once again, thanks again, and we'll see you in the future. Good luck on your adventure. And I'd like to see where you go. I'll look at the comments below. Ciao.